From KCUR, I'm Steve Kraske, and this is Up to Date. It's billed as the ultimate collaboration. Three dance companies, three world premieres, all on one stage. Today, we'll sit down with some of the creative powers behind this ambitious undertaking taking place this weekend at Yardley Hall and learn about the challenges dance companies face in an increasingly competitive marketplace. Later on this hour, we'll look up at the planets and hear about a performance of a classic work Saturday at the Kauffman Center. That and our latest local listen as we get you up to date after this hour's news. Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Now, here's a concept. Take British composer Gustav Holst's orchestral suite, The Planets, combine it with high-definition photographs of the solar system, and what you have is an extraordinary extraterrestrial experience. More on The Planets a little later this hour. First up today, three dance companies, three world premieres, all on one stage. What's billed as the ultimate collaboration takes place this weekend at Johnson County Community College when the Kansas City Ballet, Owens Cox Dance Group, and Williams Henry Contemporary Dance join forces. The evening of original works will be created by nationally known choreographers commissioned by the college, the goal to raise the profile of dance in the metro. With us is Emily Berman. She's general manager of the JCCC Performing Arts Series. Emily, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thanks, Steve.
Jeffrey Bentley is also back. He's executive director for the Kansas City Ballet. Jeff, good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mary Pat Henry is artistic director and co-founder of the Williams Henry Dance Company. Nice to have you, too. Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Well, Emily, you got the idea for this show. How? Why are we doing this?
Well, I think this is something that a performing arts center needs to make part of its mission. We have a long history with the series of commissioning new work. We've done 18 commissions over 13 years. But all of those have been for companies outside of Kansas City. So they may have premiered here, and then they go away and do wonderful things, but none of our local folks really know about it. So this seemed like a great way for us to invest in our local arts community, in our local dance community, create new work, and let everyone in Kansas City be a part of it.
And Jeff, what kind of difference does that make when you have folks investing in your organization like this?
Well, it's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, I get
that. First of all, I think it's important to understand that the idea of new work is so heavily risk-based.
Yes.
It's brand new. You don't.
And no one's seen it before.
No one's seen it before. And it's very difficult for companies, like any of our companies, to take that kind of risk on a really regular basis because it's a very hard box office draw. You're trying to explain to people something that doesn't even exist yet up until it's done. So the idea that someone's come in and provided funding to minimize the risk that a ballet company or a dance company has to invest in order to create a new work, which will then be in our repertory into the future, is a phenomenal gift to the dance community and to the dance companies here in Kansas City and to the audiences that will see this work, not just this time, but in the future over time as we bring it back time and time again.
Well, Mary Pat Henry, what are folks going to see, given what Jeff just described as this huge risk, what are folks going to see this weekend?
I think they're going to see very diverse choreographers, which I think is unique. Each one of them has a very different voice, and I think it'll go from very quirky and whimsical to very beautiful and flowing. It's a very interesting program. If you haven't seen a great deal of dance, you're going to see the whole range, and I think it'll be really something very special for these audiences and actually for the dancers that are dancing these works.
Yeah, I get that. And make a pitch here for folks who aren't familiar with dance. Why should they risk it and come out to Johnson County Community College this weekend?
Well, I think you come out because it's a potpourri. I mean, it's like they said, like, you know, you open a box and you don't know what you're going to get, but everything you're going to see is going to be really interesting and really fantastic. And I think if you haven't seen a lot of dance, this is a really good introduction to the whole range that movement is, and I think that's why it's important.
How is the Williams Henry Contemporary Dance Troupe different than Owen Cox Dance Group? What's the difference?
Well, we're more of a repertory company, so we do a lot of different choreographers. So we have a very different style. It's very eclectic. And Owen Cox has a great collaboration with music and dance, which is very different. They're very merged together, the music and the dance that work from their founders. And then there's the, you know, brilliant Kansas City Ballet. So we're just very different style-wise. We just are very different genres that we work in.
Emily, who are the choreographers here? Who are behind the works that we're going to see this weekend?
Jody Gates is working with Kansas City Ballet, and KT Nelson's working with Owen Cox Dance.
And these are folks of some renown.
That's true, especially Jody, who's at USC right now. And then Autumn Ekman is working with Williams Henry Dance. So all three of these ladies do have a national reputation. They've all been dancers for their careers, and now they're choreographers. And I also think it's significant that all three of them are women. So that's kind of unusual in the dance world.
Mm-hmm. Is it still unusual?
Very.
Yes.
Yes.
Really, Jeff?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, that's a really good question.
There you go.
You know, I mean,
it's a short one too.
Especially
in my
part of the field, which is classical ballet,
for
the most part, and there are certainly significant exceptions to this. But if you look at ballet companies across America, they are almost all of them, artistic director wise, run by middle-aged white men.
Huh.
And it's a ballet is an art form that is generally perceived to be about women.
I'm glad you said it, because I was just about to go there. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so more and more we really need to reach out as a field, as an industry, to get more female representation in leadership, in choreography. And there are fabulous choreographers. Jody Gates is one, but just one, of the women who are working in the field, both in the modern and in the classical ballet field. But we need more females in the leadership roles as well.
What is Jody Gates' reputation based on? I mean, why was she selected to do the work here this weekend?
She's got a long reputation. She's been in the field for a while. She has the ability and a great talent to work with both modern companies, modern movement, and also ballet companies. The work that she's doing for us here is what we call a point work, meaning it's done in point shoes for a ballet company. Frankly, my understanding from Jody is she wasn't quite sure at the beginning whether it was going to be a point work or not. It was really only a week into the rehearsal that she decided to make it a work on point. So she's able to sort of choreograph with ease and with great talent both sides of the equation, the modern work or the classically rooted contemporary work. She's created an extraordinary piece, I think, for Kansas City Ballet. And to get back to your question to Mary Pat about why should someone come, I can say at least for one in the ballet that she's doing for us, and I haven't seen the other two. This is a ballet that you want to get if you want to see contemporary ballet, or if you want to see contemporary ballet. This piece will sort of introduce you to maybe the best of the genre, as I'm concerned.
You know, you've been doing this for a while.
Oh yes.
If you were to see her piece, not knowing who had designed it, could you tell it was a piece designed by a woman? Does it matter really?
Well,
I know it matters.
I think some pieces. I don't know that I could say yes on this piece if I didn't know who it was. I don't know that I could say that.
Yeah.
But sure, it matters to have as much representation in the field, not just male and female, but all members of our community. Choreographers and leadership of color. We also need to work harder in that regard as well. So you want the whole community participating in the creation of art, in dance or music or or visual art, whatever. So, yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah. I should point out that the new Dance Partners program is at 8 tonight and tomorrow night at Johnson County Community College. Again, it features three original works by the Kansas City Ballet, the Williams Henry Contemporary Dance Company, and the Owen Cox Dance Group, all commissioned by the JCCC Performing Arts Series. Nationally known choreographers are directing each of the groups, two nights only in Yardley Hall. Tickets, 913-469-4445. That number's up on our website, kcur.org, and I'll put it out again in just a little while. You know, Mary Pat, you know, you want to raise the profile of dance in the metro. Why does the profile of dance in this community need raising? I mean, where are we now? Where do you think we should be?
I think it's improving. It improves every year. I think it is much harder for contemporary or modern companies to get the profile because people are not familiar with that as much as they are with ballet. So I think every time you reach out to another section of the city, you introduce people to something they might not have normally gone to. So we all are really thankful what Emily's doing because it's really bringing very diverse audiences together. People who might just go to the ballet will come because the ballet's there. They'll see modern. Some of people who really come more to contemporary dance who don't might not go to the ballet. I think it really merges all of the organizations and really different audiences. I think it's really important because dance is always a hard sell. It's just a hard sell. So I think this has really opened the city up to really new ideas, and we're very excited about it.
I mean, of all the different art forms, why is dance a hard sell? I mean, jazz is a hard sell. Lots of different, you know, forms of art are hard sells. But why dance?
Well, I think everybody listens to music one way or another,
yeah,
but not everybody watches movement. So I think it's unusual. I mean, if you think about it, dancers are really artistic athletes, and you just have to think about that. I think it's just the nature of the arts, and dance is just not as familiar. People feel a little more leery of going to see something they don't really know as much as they would go see music or hear music. I just think it's just part of what goes on. I would like it to be different, but
yeah. And Jeff, you said it before. You know, dance sort of has this mystique, I guess, of being something of a feminine art form.
Mm. Ballet, yeah.
Well, maybe all of it.
Mm. I was speaking to the to the classical.
I guess
ballet
I'm speaking
field.
To all of it.
But
yeah,
you know, I think the other thing about having people come to dance, especially you know, nonlinear, non-narrative dance, you know, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, Nutcracker. These are familiar titles. People get a sense of they kind of know what they're going to see,
right,
when they invest, in some cases, a significant amount of money for an evening. When you have either new work or work that is in repertory that people are not familiar with, I think there's a sense with dance, which is, I think, different from music and certainly different from theater, when you have words on stage. They're saying something. You understand that what they're saying
relate.
Is what is
yeah.
going on. With dance, there's an assumption that I have to have some special knowledge.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to be uncomfortable. And the idea that, no, you don't have to know what the choreographer's intention was. What you have to open up with is what is your interpretation of what you're seeing on the stage. It's your mm-hmm. own interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get over the fact that you need to sort of buy into somebody else's intention, which is the choreographer, and just have your own personal experience with what's going on the stage, that is a very satisfying moment for someone
yeah.
once they get to that understanding about that. It's when you go to a repertory show, you see three or four different choreographers on a program. It's like going into a museum or a gallery where you go to different rooms and you have different artists and you see different styles and you can personalize, you can take something personally.
I mean,
every one of those.
So much of our art is sort of dogged by this notion that you need to have special knowledge mm-hmm. to sort of connect and sort of relate. I mean, classical music, maybe even jazz, you know, on the other end of the scale, dance certainly applies, enjoying a great glass of wine. You know, that whole industry is just sort of racked by this notion that unless you know lots of stuff, you can't enjoy that world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get past that?
It's something
by events like this.
The field, yeah, that's
that's
right.
Why we're here.
The field
right?
has been struggling with that yeah. question for a really long time, and trying to build audiences for dance. I mean, you know, when we program a season, we know that if we do Romeo and Juliet, we're going to be able to budget X plus.
Yeah.
when we do a program of, you know, either new work or repertory work that may not be as familiar to a large, the large breadth of population, we can't budget high because we know no matter what our marketing, no matter how much we invest in this to let people know what it is, the experience is what you have to see to really understand the value of it. So we try and get people to come in to see it, and then they hopefully you know, we tend to say, just come once and then you'll be a patron forever. Well, that's just not true.
You know, not always.
I wish it were true.
You wish it were true.
I would have everybody come in free for once and then they'd be back all the time. Yeah. But once you set up a pattern in your life of coming to see something, the more you do it, the more you open up, the more you understand, the more you realize, the more nuances you sort of find on your own. And then all of a sudden you demand more, and the more you demand, the more we have to live up to that new demand, and it's cyclical.
Now, Emily Berman, again, general manager of the Johnson County Community College Performing Arts Series, I mean, you're dealing with this world right now. How are you reaching out to different, you know, groups around town to sort of convince them to come this weekend to see what you're putting on here?
Well, one of the things we've added in our lobby before each of these performances is a showcase of local dance studios. So we're having students of dance come and perform in the lobby, give people a little demonstration of not only classical ballet or modern or contemporary dance, but there's a little hip-hop, there's a little flamenco, there's a little bit of everything. So that draws the community in, I think, and allows them, because so many kids study dance growing up, we need to try to help people understand you can make that leap between going and seeing your child perform in our lobby to coming into our theater and just seeing what's on the stage and enjoying it. It's it's about the joy of movement. It's about the joy of the arts and sharing it with people around you as it happens. It's never going to happen this way again, the way you're going to see it tonight. So just go for it.
I gather you're obviously committed to this notion of we need to elevate the profile of dance in this community. Am I seeing that right?
Well, and by elevate, I'm not saying let's make it more esoteric or more exclusive. I'm saying let's elevate it and make more people aware of it and make them more comfortable with, yes, these opportunities exist, and we should go and take advantage of it. Let's try it. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. You don't have to love it. We're not asking you to come in and, you know, fall at our feet and say, oh, thank you so much, this was awesome, but try it out. It's something that you may really find meaningful.
You know, one thing that really strikes me, you know, about this art form is just how incredibly demanding this art form is on the bodies of the folks who perform this stuff. And Jeff, we've talked about that a little bit before, but typically folks, what, start training at 7 or 8 years old?
Yeah, and they're seriously, 7 or 8 years old.
You can get into your 30s, but maybe not a whole lot more, right?
No,
in ballet,
I mean, mid-30s. Now, you know, today it's a lot better. You have a lot more longevity than you used to have in, say, the 1950s.
Because when,
well, the physical environment is much improved. You know, when we built the Bollinger Center, we have floors that are made for dance that have a certain cushion, friction, elasticity, so that, you know, when they're retired and they're 40 or dancers of my generation. They almost all have all their hips replaced, their knees replaced. I mean, it's like football players.
Yeah.
And then I think managements are much more sensitive about working rules. You know, how long you work in a day, what kind of breaks you take, et cetera, et cetera. So, but still, in the classical ballet genre, anyway, especially a female who works on point all the time. If they're into 35, 36, 37, they have to be looking at the next moment in their life. What is their next moment? Because it's not going to last that much longer.
And I always sit at those performances and look at those folks and think, how on earth are they doing what they do?
They're
remarkable
amazing.
To me. It is just amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're the rock stars of our company.
Yeah. You know? Mary Pat Henry, how about in your troupe and in your company, what kind of demands are you seeing on the bodies of the dancers themselves?
It's the same thing. Yeah. Modern is a little different. It's not unusual for them to go into maybe their early 40s and continue dancing. But it is demanding. It's demanding on...
Because you're not on your tiptoes in the same way.
You're not on the tiptoes, but it's a different way of moving. It's just a little... often it's more normal movement as opposed to totally rotated movement in ballet. So sometimes they can go, but it's the same thing. It's backs, it's knees, it's hips. It's the same thing. We go through the same demands that actually ballet does.
In fact, I think I read, Jeff, that there's some research out there that suggests that possibly up to 67% of professional ballet dancers, that's 2 out of 3, obviously, will injure themselves at some point in their careers. That's a pretty high.
I'm surprised it's only 67%.
Oh, is that right?
Well,
yeah.
with a 20-year span career, yeah. I mean, every time you're in a rehearsal, every time you're on a stage, you always are potentially going to be potentially injured.
You know, maybe it's because of the movies, but again, a lot of folks always think that ballet dancers wind up smoking cigarettes to stay thin. Is that true? Can they do that?
Again, it used to be. It was so counterintuitive that you think of these people as being so healthy and so regarding their bodies with such discipline, and yet, and a while ago, when I was growing up. You'd walk into a room and every dancer in the room would be smoking. Now it's like much of the rest of our society. Everyone's more aware of the dangers of that. And so it's much, much, much decreased. I'm not sure I have 2 smokers in the company, in the entire organization. I'm not sure I have 2 smokers.
Yeah. Yeah, Mary Pat, how about the rehearsal time for a production like this? The dancers, you know, coming across these various works for the first time, extra time built in to get them ready, or how do you approach it?
Yeah, to do this, we did have to build in extra time so that they could really work with the choreographer and allow the choreographer the time that she needed to be able to create a work or change a work. So you do bill in extra time above what you're already doing.
Yeah.
You would work on the repertoire of the company first, and then later in the day we would work just with Autumn. So the extra time was built in so that they were actually doing 2 different shows at the same time.
You know, to what extent do the choreographers actually sit down with the dancers themselves and sort of say, okay, here's my work. How do they present the work? How is that transmitted to the dancers, and what kinds of conversations go on as the rehearsals proceed?
Well, I think for Autumn, it is about sleepwalkers. So she explained that it's about you don't wake up a sleepwalker. And so all the dancers are going through these movements as if they're asleep and what happens. So she explained that, but then she just went right into the movement and just started. There wasn't a lot of conversations. It was allowing her just to create. And the dancers make up their own narrative if they need to, but she doesn't go into great detail. She just starts to shape the movement, and the dancers just begin to react to what she's doing.
So they have some latitude here, unlike the way some movie directors direct a movie. They've got some latitude.
Yeah, to a point. I mean, you know, she shapes it, and they do what she tells them to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really.
She's the boss.
She's the boss, yes. They don't have a whole lot of input on what she does. They just clarify, is this the way you want it, or do you want this faster, or do you want me to use, you know, more weight in the movement to get closer to the floor? And then she would say that. So they're pretty much sponges to whatever she wants to do.
How about in the ballet?
It's pretty much the same. I mean, the choreographer, for the most part, they know what they want to get out of the rehearsal process for the day. But it's also in the initial week or so, when you meet the dancers for the first time, you begin to shape in your head the choreographic movements that are going to be strongest on those dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So it can change. Well, as I said earlier, was it going to be a piece on point? Was it going to be a piece not on point? And then you start to meet the dancers. You see their physical, the strengths that they have and the weaknesses in some cases, and you want to play to the strengths. And so you may very well orient some of your choreographic ideas and concepts, especially when you haven't worked with this set of dancers before, as Jody has not, for instance, as many choreographers who come in have not, then that can influence in many cases. But there's not a lot of free-flowing ideas most of the time. When a choreographer comes in, they know what they want, especially if it's not a new work. If you're restaging a Balanchine work, there's not a lot of room for creativity from the dancers on that.
Yeah, I get that. So, well, Emily, I can't help but notice that this season is Johnson County Community College's the Performing Arts Series is showing music performances, ballet, an animal wildlife show, and even a drag show. I gather you think that variety is the spice of life out there.
That is exactly our middle
name. You're shaking up Johnson County in a very serious way right now.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that.
Yes.
We do try to offer a wide variety because that's going to help just build our audience into the community, and we like to think we have something for everyone. So The drag show is going to be with us in October. We've got our wildlife show in November. We've got Rita Moreno coming out. We've got Arturo Sandoval, a little jazz for you. So that's part of what we do is, we're really the only facility of our kind in Johnson County, and we try to take advantage of that to full effect.
Well, new dance partners, the program is at 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night at Johnson County Community College. Again, the phone number out there, 913-469-4445. Wish you all the best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Go
Thanks.
Get them.
Thank
huh?
you very much.
I want to thank Jeff Bentley again for coming here from the Kansas City Ballet, Emily Berman, General Manager of the Johnson County Community College Performing Arts Series, and Mary Pat Henry, Artistic Director and co-founder of the Williams Henry Dance Company. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, you bet.